亲爱的牧主家人以及分堂的所有的牧主家人，大家新年快乐
！Dear Forerunner family and all the branches, Happy New Year's！
新年快乐！在这2016年这荣耀的一年我心里有很多的话要跟大家分享。
In 2016, this year of glory, in my heart, I have so much I want to share with you.
可是今天是我们第一次的这个这个中翻英。
This is the first time we have a side-by-side translation.
我们非常欢迎我们的英语部的亲爱的家人也一起同聚一堂。
Really welcome all of the English ministry family that's right here.
我们也很欢迎我们的粤语堂的亲爱的家人一起同聚一堂。
And all of the Cantonese families who's also among us.
感谢主，这是一个多么充满神的爱的大家庭。
Praise the Lord, this is a family that's full of His love.
看主怎么带领，可以分享多少，分享不完的，我们等下次再继续分享。
We'll see how the Lord leads and see how much we can share. If it's not completed, we always have next time.
Okay, 好，我们一起来看《使徒行传》第一章第八节。
Let's look at Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
好，好，那这里讲到说，耶稣要升天之前，跟他们讲说，你们要等候父所应许的。
Right here in this passage, before Jesus returns to heaven, he told his disciples to wait for the promise of the Father.
就是你们要受圣灵的洗。
And that is to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
然后接着耶稣就讲到说，圣灵临到你们身上呢，你们就要从这个耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚。一直到整个全世界各地地极要做我的见证。
And it says right here that after the Holy Spirit fills you from the Jerusalem all the way expanding out to the ends of the world, you will be witnesses to me.
所以到第二章，他们被圣灵，他们接受到圣灵的洗以后，他们第一个看见的就是耶稣就在我的里面，就在我的面前。
So after they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2, the first thing that they saw and realized is Jesus is in front of me, Jesus is in me.
所以他们说，哇，耶稣，你在我的面前，你把这个生命的道路向我指示了。
So they're responding, wow, Lord, you're right in front of me. You show me the path of life.
原来我的一生就是一直活在你的同在里，我就必得着满足的喜乐。
So if all of my life I just dwell in you, then I will receive the wholeness of joy.
永远的福乐。
The fullness of joy.
那然后他们接着他们就开始一直的成为耶稣基督的见证人。
And from that point onward, they be persisting and just becoming witnesses for the Lord.
见证这位神怎样为我而死。
They testify that how this God died for me.
这位神怎么样为我复活？
How this God resurrected for me.
他要把我们这个，他要来报告我们神悦纳我们的喜年。
He has come to declare the year of Jubilee.
所以我们今天在活在地上，也是不断的去见证神悦纳你的喜年。
And because of it, right here, the purpose of my life is to witness that God has also received you and brought you into this year of Jubilee.
这位神是一位活的神。
This God is a living God.
他不是在坟墓里面。
He's no longer in the tomb.
他是活在我的里面。
He dwells and lives within me.
他也活在我们中间。
He lives among us.
他来，他要告诉我们，他喜悦我们。
He comes to give us the message that he delights in us.
他要我们得着真实的自由。
He wants us to receive true freedom.
他要我们得着永远的喜乐，福乐。
He wants us to receive this eternal joy.
然后他们，你会发现他们活着就是一直不断的见证这位基督，然后呢，神迹奇事就随着他们。
You'll notice that the disciples, the purpose of their life is just they testify this Jesus and signs and wonders follows them.
好，那所以基督徒其实在地上最重要的就是一直去见证耶稣基督是活的一位神。
So the call, the most important call to all believers is to all of our lives to testify and say who God is.
是多么美善的一位神。
How beautiful, compassionate, kind God he is.
你看见我怎么样的得着自由、喜乐，你就知道这位神是活的神。
So if you see me, how I receive freedom, how I receive joy, then you will know how good this God is.
那他们这样一直见证呢，人数就一直增长。
As they testified, the numbers grew.
好，那当他们人数一直增长了以后呢，结果呢，他们就开始忙着要供应食物。
As the numbers grew, they began to be really busy in terms of providing food and meals to everyone.
然后这个他们在这边人数又继续一直增长。
And the numbers grew and grew.
在耶路撒冷，他们就忙得不得了了。
And they're so busy in Jerusalem.
好，那后来呢？到第八章，到第八章就怎么样？好，我们看一下这个第八章。
Let's take a look at Acts chapter 8, see what happens.
好，第八章。第一节
Acts 8 verse 1,
从这日起耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处。
好，然后再念第四节到第八节。
那些分散的人往各处去传道，非利下撒玛利亚城去宣讲基督，众人听见了，又看见非利所行的神迹，就同心合意地听从他的话，因为有许多人被污鬼附着，那些鬼大声呼叫从他们身上出来，还有许多瘫痪的、瘸腿的都得了医治，在那城里就大有欢喜。
好，谢谢。你看哈，他这里当他们在一个地方很忙的时候，他们已经忘掉了神跟他们讲说，当我的能力临到你们，你们不只在耶路撒冷，你们还要一直传到地极。
So you can see that as they began to be so busy with the logistics in Jerusalem, they've forgotten their original call, that is to start here and go to the ends of the earth.
所以神就开始兴起逼迫来。
So God allowed persecution to happen in their midst.
结果呢，除了使徒以外，只有使徒留在耶路撒冷，其他的人全都出去了。
So except for the apostles who stayed in Jerusalem, everybody else spread out.
结果你看，他们就分散到哪，在犹太和撒玛利亚。
So they began to spread out to Judah and Samaria.
然后呢，第五节就讲到说，腓力就下撒玛利亚去。
So in verse 5, it talks about Philip began to go on his way to Samaria.
他在那一宣讲这位弥赛亚。
He went there to declare this Messiah.
结果呢，那个在那边呢，就神迹奇事就随着他。
Signs and wonders then began to follow him.
然后呢，他说那个城里就大有欢喜。
And it's recorded right here that there's great joy that broke out in that city.
你看腓力本来在使徒行传第六章他是管理饭食的。
So you take a look at Philip. In Acts 6, he was one that takes care of the meals.
因为在耶路撒冷呢，只有使徒们在那负责传道。
So in Jerusalem, only the apostles stayed behind to take care of sharing of the gospel.
对，他们就选了几位，七个执事是在那做管理饭食的。
So they chose 7 deacons to take care of the meals.
好，那腓力就在那一直管理饭食。
So Philip was faithful taking care of the meals.
可是等到逼迫一来了，就全都出去了以后，他就跟随神，一到了撒玛利亚以后，他一讲 基督，他一宣讲基督，哇，他会赶鬼，他会医病，神迹奇事随着，以至于大家都听从他，整个城的人都听从他。
So, but you see that when there's persecution, he got sent out and spread out. When he began to open his mouth and share the gospel, and signs and wonders began to happen, and the entire city turned their hearts to him and what he was sharing.
你看，一个人可以使整个城的人大有欢喜耶。
Can you believe it? One person can stir up the entire city to be filled with joy.
亲爱的家人，你知道你是谁吗？
Dear family, do you know who you are?
可能你在这里几年了。
Maybe you've been here for a few years.
你就觉得，哎呀，都是牧师们在讲道。
Oh, you say, well, it's all the pastors that's preaching.
哎呀，我什么都不会。
I don't really know what I can do.
我就来负责煮饭的。
I'll just go and cook.
负责发便当。
Pass out the bento boxes.
但是，当你真的很充满了喜乐在那里做。
But when you're serving in joy,
然后你要留意教会现在的水流是什么。
And be very aware of which direction the church, God is leading the church.
神现在要教会在做什么事。
What is it that God has intended for this house?
你就全心的往这方面去做一个帮助者。
So in the midst of your serving, just with all of your heart, just flow in the calling that God has released to this house.
神就在这个段的这样的年日里面，一直在酝酿一个合神使用的器皿。
So in these process, in the years, that God is actually building up a vessel that's worthy of his calling.
神看见这个人是我可以信任的人。
God says, this person I can trust.
因为他不在乎头衔地位。
Doesn't matter the position or the title.
他不在乎人前，是不是显在人前被人称赞高举。
He doesn't. This person doesn't matter if other people notices him or etc.
神觉得哦，这个就是我的属性。
God will look at this person and say, "Yeah, that's who I am."
所以神就很喜欢靠近这样的人。
God loves to draw near to someone like that.
所以当时候一来了。
So when time is ripe,
神觉得时候到了。
God says, this is time.
神就开始要用这个人。
Then God will raise this person up.
那你就发现他一被神使用的时候，哇，他是一个这么成熟的器皿。
You'll notice that once God put him in the position, you realize what a mature vessel, what a mature believer.
当他使满城的人都大有欢喜。
Philip caused the entire city to be filled with joy.
连那个行邪术的西门看见他。
Even Simon, who practices sorcery.
看见他行的这么多的神迹和大异能，哇，就惊奇啊。
It was so fascinated and surprised by the amount of signs and wonders and miracles Philip was doing.
所以在二十六节呢，这个主的一个使者就对腓力说，起来，向南走。往那从耶路撒冷下加沙的路上去，那个路是旷野。
So later on in this chapter, a servant of the Lord came and spoke to Philip, says, "Arise, go take the road that goes from Jerusalem to the wilderness."
所以呢，他就马上顺服了，他不会说神啊，我现在正在大大的被使用，而且这么多人需要我，我怎么可以离开呢？
So Philip obeyed right away. He didn't argue with God. God, can't you see? I'm so full, being used fully. I can't leave this and just go.
但神一主的使者一这样讲，他知道这是神的心意，他马上就去旷野。
But when servant of the Lord spoke to Philip, he knew this was God's heart. So he just rose right away and began to take this road to the wilderness.
他是一个懂得跟随神的人。
He knows how to follow.
他没有说不 make sense， 这个时候这么多人需要我，你要我去一个鸟不生蛋的旷野做什么？
Philip didn't argue with God and said, "Well, can't you see this is not strategic? Why do you need to lead me from this place into some place that's the middle of nowhere?"
结果他一去到旷野，原来神要他给一个埃及阿伯的太监传福音。
So no wonder when he arrived in the wilderness, it was God's heart for him to share the gospel to an Ethiopian eunuch.
然后福音就传到了非洲了。
And gospel broke into Africa.
所以你看，这些门徒们，那么少数的门徒，他们能够把福音在初代教会的时候那么大的广传，是因为每一个人很留意跟随圣灵的引导。
So the reason why the apostles and the first generation believers were able to spread the gospel over the entire world is because they are so careful in submitting to God's leading.
那我今天在2016年的开始，我就是要对我们整个的家人的彼此的勉励。
So in the beginning, starting of 2016, I just want to encourage and exhort my family right here.
这一年2016年是世界会很大被震荡的一年。
I can share with you in 2016, this is a year that the world is going to be shaken.
但也是这位万王之王要把他的国度大大降临的一年。
But it's also the year where this King of Kings is going to build his kingdom right here.
所以我们要小心地跟随神。
So we want to follow closely where he's leading.
愿意走出我本来的头脑的限制。
We need to walk out of our original limitations.
跟随神
and follow after the Lord.
你就会发现你原来神在你身上的呼召命定是这么奇妙，这么伟大。
And you'll discover that, wow, his calling for my life is so wonderful.
一点一滴会打开来。
Slowly, slowly, it's going to be revealed.
我们这一次是在我讲到我们去年的九月，去年的九月就是犹太历的禧年的开始。
Just looking back, September is the Jewish brand new year.
5776禧年开始。
5776, the beginning of the year of Jubilee.
而就在九月初呢，我就是一个感动，觉得我们不但台湾有青年学校在七月的时候举办，我们在这里。美国也要有青年学校，为了北美的学生或者是各地来的。
So in September, I just have this prompting that that we don't just have the foreigner training school for young leaders in Taiwan, but I have the prompting that we ought to plant one right here.
那时候我跟几个同工讲
，I was sharing this with some core coworkers.
他们都说：“哎呀，这样太赶了。”我说：“十二月我们要开始有青年学校。”
They all responded, "No, it's too rush. In December, we're going to start."
他们说：“哎呀，太赶了啦，来不及啦， oh, 明年再说。明年，我说明年要等到七月。”
They said, "Oh no, this time schedule is too tight. No way. Let's wait till next year." I say,
我说来不及了。
I say, "We can't wait because it'll be wait until July."
他们说：“哎呀，这太难了，没办法。”
And they say, "No, too difficult."
结果只有一个同工，蒙恩。蒙恩回应我说：“江牧师，你是不是势在必行？”
Only one coworker, and that's Meng En. He said,
你是不是势在必行？就是是不是非得做不可？”
He said, "Mama Grace, do you have to do it?"
我说：“是的，势在必行。”
Yes, I have to do it.
然后他说：“好。”那我们就来做。
He said, "Yes, then let's do it."
就这样。
That's it.
所以我们十二月我们就开始这个青年学校。
So in December, we started the training school for young leaders.
结果没想到来了一百多位。
Just blew my mind that there's more than 100 that attended.
有从英国、加拿大、台湾、中国、海外。
So from England, from Canada, from just overseas, China.
还有从美国许许多多州来的。
And also many out of state.
我都不知道他们是怎么知道，佛罗里达州是怎么知道的，Ohio州是怎么知道的。
I have no idea how people from Florida, Ohio find out about this.
很多州，很多州。
Many, many states.
那这十天神做了极深的工作在他们身上。
In these 10 days, God did amazing deep work.
他们昨天晚上已经有人在流泪舍不得离开。
Last night, some of them was already weeping. They just didn't want to leave.
也有牧师从加拿大送了14位来，他说我们的这些青年人，我已经听到电话知道说他们好大好大生命的改变，请帮助我们怎么样来帮助我们的这些学生能够继续保持这样子，而继续在这样的根基上在增长。
So we heard a pastor from Canada who has sent 14 young people right here, and this pastor is just reflecting back to me. I already heard the testimonies. I know that their lives has been transformed. Would you please show us how to take hold them well so that they walk in the transformation that they've received right in this house?
那我是看见我们教会的一些甘心乐意来做属灵父母，他们极大的改变。
I also saw that their spiritual parents, they just volunteer and lay their lives down to serve, and how they've changed also.
他们来做属灵父母的，我就问他说，我说，你在这做属灵父母，我才隔几天而已啊，上个礼拜天呢，我跟一位弟兄讲，这位弟兄是请假来当属灵的父亲的。
So, I was talking with some of the spiritual parents, and specifically just a few days into the program, this brother actually take days off from work so that he can walk in that spiritual parent, calling.
上礼拜天在这里，我说，你当属灵，这个青年学校属灵父亲哦，你一定会变年轻啊。
I was telling him last week, you know, if you become the, when you become the spiritual father and the young, to the next generation, you're gonna become young.
他说，我现在已经变得年轻了。
He says, no, I don't need to wait. I'm already much younger now.
所以他本来请假只请到就是没有办法全程哈，他后来再去延假期，他要全程的做属灵父亲。
So, first he was unable to take out all the days available to stay here the full time, but at the end of those days, he extended his leave of absence and he was able to come.
他撇下家庭，是他太太全力支持他来做属灵父亲的。
So he even left his house, but you know his wife fully supports his calling.
哈，我看他那么喜乐。
I saw that he was so joyful.
真的变得好年轻。
Really much younger.
我们也有属灵的母亲，也是变得年轻。
We also have spiritual moms who just look so much younger.
然后昨天马丁的牧师跟他讲说，你要不要这个一月啊，也来台湾啊，再来做这个属灵的母亲啊。
So, Pastor Martina just take hold of the spiritual mom says, hey, you know, January, you want to go to Taiwan, be a spiritual mom again?
他说，谢谢你邀请我，我太高兴了。
And she just say, oh, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm so excited.
另外，我们有两位，他把他的这个圣诞节的假期，他两位都是上班的，在公司，他们就是25号公司 shutdown， 25号再加上他的假期，一共就是25号到1月3号，他就把他的假期全部拿来做这个为青年学校所有的行政跟饭食的工作，在那服侍他们。
So we also have two who took the company shutdown and own personal time off so that they can have 25th all the way to the 3rd to come and minister for the next generation doing administrative work behind the scenes.
所以我相信神的同在一直在报答他们。
I really believe that God is rewarding them with His presence.
以至于呢，他就昨天马丁娜牧师问他说，你要不要这个一月底1月31到2月5号这个台湾的这个青年的学校，你要不要再来帮助啊？他说，我的假期都给你用。
So when Pastor Martina asked this person, said, would you like to come end of January to the beginning of February, just come and serve the next generation again? And this person gladly responded, all my vacation time, I just invest in. Go ahead.
为什么？因为他们尝到那个跨出我的日常的 schedule， 我愿意这样子的去摆上来服侍，这是教会现在正在做的，感受到从神来的同在的报答和喜乐。
Why is that? Because this person has experienced that coming out of my box, the box of my daily schedule, my expectations, and stepping out, this person has experienced a favor and the presence and the delight of the Lord as you go with the direction God is leading this church.
我们教会从这个堂现堂开始。
From the time that we dedicated this house,
Michael 在献堂的那一天就发预言说，这里会成为天开的地方。
Mike Bickle prophesied on the day of the dedication that in this place is going to be an open heaven.
他很少发预言过的。
He rarely prophesies.
但那一天他真的是这样发预言说，这里会成为天开的地方，神的使者会上去下来在这个地方。
But that day he did, on the day of the dedication, that this place will truly become an open heaven place, and God's ministering angels will go up and down in this house.
然后这里会有许多的神迹奇事发生。
There's going to be many signs and wonders and miracles that happen.
但每一个神迹奇事是你们征战而得来的。
But every single signs and wonders is the result of your warfare and pressing in.
也就是说，神的应许常常是加上我愿意去回应我的不方便，我的有限的时间环境，但是我愿意征战来回应神的应许。
Often God's promises or God's prophetic word requires us to respond, to come out of our inconveniences, coming out of our limitations, and just lay that all down and say, yes, I will, and just respond and pay the price.
所以神迹奇事就会发生。
So signs and wonders and miracles happen.
那这十天的青年学校，神的灵大大的浇灌在他们的身上。
In the 10 days of foreigner young adult training school, God's spirit just falls so, so mightily among the next generation.
在1月1号的凌晨，就是他们12月31号，就是一个比较晚一点哈，要来敬拜。而就敬拜到一点多的时候，忽然间神的灵就大大的浇灌在一个青年人的身上。
On New Year's Eve, everyone set apart time to come and just worship. And around 1 o'clock, 1 a.m., as they were worshiping, God's Spirit just greatly poured out on one young person.
然后他就开始变成是在灵里的生产。
And this person began to travail in the Lord.
然后全体的青年人就一起的祷告。
So that everyone around this person began to pray and press in.
他们就生出了一个复兴的婴孩。
And travailed, there was a baby, a birthing of revival.
复兴
revival.
因为我们已经有青年人一直渴望有一个青年的复兴，渴望很久了。
We know because the young people, the next generation, have desire of revival breaking out among them for a long time.
而这一次这个要来之前，我们青年学校的学生当中有一个弟兄，他说他要来之前，神给他看见一个异象。
One of the young persons who, prior to coming to the training school, God gave him a vision.
他说这个青年学校呢，是像一群年轻的玛利亚，这个集体成为一个玛利亚，会生出耶稣来。
And the vision was just that this training school, the generation that comes and is right here is like Mary, but it's a corporate Mary that all together as one, they're going to press in and give birth to Jesus.
这就是复兴。
This is revival.
耶稣就是救恩。
Jesus is salvation.
耶稣就是神的国。
Jesus is the kingdom of God.
他就是把神的国带下来，那就是复兴。
Giving birth to Jesus is bringing forth the kingdom of God, and that is revival.
而我在青年学校开始之前，开始之前大概一个礼拜，有一天我就忽然间一个意念，就是我们这里会有将来会有1000多人的青年特会。
So while we're in the midst of the training school, all of a sudden I got this impression that one day we're going to have a young adult conference gathering more than 1,000 people in this place.
你兴不兴奋?
Are you excited?
神的国能不能大有能力的扩展都在乎青年人。
Whether God's kingdom presses forward mightily, it's resting upon this generation.
所以你就知道为什么神为什么仇敌气愤愤的一直要摧毁青年人。
And this is the reason why the enemy is just really wanting to swallow up and destroy this generation.
而青年人在他们成长过程迷迷糊糊的不大知道，不知不觉这个陷阱那个网罗一直把他们带到，一直要把他们带到灭亡的路上。
And because of it, in the growing up process, this generation just gets hindered, and there's traps that set to them, and one way or the other, they get swallowed up.
但是耶稣说，我为他们有更大、更美好的计划。
But Jesus declares, I have a great and mighty plan.
我早有计划，早有策略为他们。
I have already prepared a plan, a strategy.
我要得到一批的青年人，是那么为我的爱情而癫狂的青年人。
I will want for myself a generation who is crazy for my love.
我的同在降临在他们身上，他们每一个人都可以像保罗一样，都可以像腓力一样，他们可以成为我大有能力影响整个世代的人。
My presence will be among this generation. Every single one of them will be like Paul, will be like Philip, that they're going to walk out as mighty men in this generation.
所以当我们从第一个晚上看见他们青年人敬拜的时候，很多人都不开口，非常的 cool.
On the first night when there's worship, I was watching everybody's, you know, some of them, they don't even open up their mouth and just looking cool.
但是后面的几天你会发现他每一个像小孩子一样啊，那么火热，那么热情，那么自由奔放。
But you can tell towards the end of the training school, you see there's a releasing. The young people, they're just worshiping with everything that they have.
被掳的得释放了。
The captives have been set free.
被囚的出监牢了。
They've been set free from jail.
受压制的得自由了。
Those who have been oppressed has received freedom.
他们整个心活过来了。
Their heart became alive.
因着耶稣的爱而活过来。
Because of Jesus' love.
YWAM Reading, 他们有一群同工，他们在一起祷告的时候，他们领受到神跟他们讲 ,Fremont City 会成为一个复兴的城市。
YWAM Reading, the core co-workers, when they're praying and seeking the Lord told them, Fremont's going to become a base for revival.
所以他们12月2号到20号他们就以我们教会为基地，要在 Fremont 城市挨家挨户的叩门，这个发圣经传福音。
And so because of it, this past December 2nd to the 20th, the team came and used us as a base and began to spread out door to door, just knocking on the door, sharing the gospel.
那时候 我还不知道说他们领受到 Fremont 是一个复兴的城市。
At that time, I didn't know that they received that Fremont's going to be a base for revival.
只是他说他们想来这挨家挨户的在 Fremont 城市传福音，问说用我们教会成为一个他们的每天在这里祷告还有训练的基地，问我愿不愿意啊？然后我们整个教会跟着他们出去传福音，我就觉得我非常的阿们，我说非常欢迎。
When they first came, they shared with me that they just want to use the facilities as a base for prayer and worship, and then go out door to door sharing the gospel and inviting our church to come along. When I heard this, I just in my heart, there's an amen, so I said yes.
那所以等到他们来了，后来我才知道，原来是神跟他们讲 ，Fremont 是个复兴的城市。
After they have arrived, I understood that the reason why they came is because the prophetic word that Fremont will become a base of revival.
好，那当我们的牧区弟兄姊妹。一家一个一个跟着就是接受训练然后挨家挨户的传福音就有好多奇妙的神迹奇事产生
And when our church family began to enter in and began to receive training and just really go send out two by two we saw so many signs and wonders and miracles
所有出去挨家挨户传福音的都非常喜乐即使被拒绝他也觉得我开始更勇敢了真的不以福音为耻
Every single person who went out door to door they are just so excited and so full of joy even when they're rejected because they say because of the gospel I'm walking out in boldness
而且开始经历到与神同工的喜乐
and begin to experience what's it like to partner with the Lord
那那一天我就把我们教会一共收到奉献好像15,000多块拿给他们
So that day we collected we have an offering about $15,000 I went and just give it to them
他每一个都瞪大眼睛说这么多啊是兴奋到不得了
The team their eyeballs are just popping They say no way They're so excited
我就觉得说我们中国人可以在这个金钱上更多的去祝福别人我觉得是很快乐的一件事
So I just for us as a Asian community or as a church community right here we're able to take money and just bless themwith resources I'm just such a happy thing
然后他们就跟我分享一个见证
and they shared a testimony with me
就是说有一位姊妹是 Harbor Life 的一个姊妹跟我们教会这个得胜者牧区的一个青年弟兄一起两个人一组去叩门传福音
So out of the team there's a Lydia from Harbor Light, a sister, and also one of the brothers from our overcomers. They were partner up and to go door to door.
好，那他们去有一家要叩门的时候呢，他们一叩门，有一个印度的一个妈妈就出来开门。
So when they knock on the door, there's a mom who is an Indian descent.
那他们就说我们是来祝福这个 Fremont 城市的你们家需不需要祝福我们很愿意来为你们这个家祝福
So they told this mom we are here to bless the city of Fremont We would like to pray blessing over your household Would you allow us to do that for you
他就说这个妈妈说我不需要不过你可以进来为我的儿子祝福
And this mom said I don't really need prayer butYou can come in bless my sons.
然后他就进来然后他就叫他儿子出来他有三个儿子只有出来两个儿子
So they got invited into the living room and the mom went to grab she has three sons but she grabbed two sons over into the living room.
然后这个他其中一个儿子就说对了我也常在想到底生命的意义是什么
In the course of the conversation this one of the sons said Yeah, I've been thinking about what's the meaning of life
那这位姊妹就说好我就跟你讲这个生命的意义
And the sister said Sure, I will share with you what's the meaning of life
但她才讲没几句他们两个就跑到楼上去说我们很忙我们不想听了就上楼去了
So as she's in the middle of her sharing not very far the two sons just got up and says Hey, we're really busy Thank you very much And they went back up to their room
那这位姊妹就说那 没关系，你们忙，我就上楼去陪你们，去跟你们分享。
And the sister says, "Oh, you guys are busy. That's okay. I can go up to you, and I can finish my sharing there."
结果他上楼去呢，发现他们两个都是在打玩电动玩具啊。
And they, she went up and found out these two sons actually their busyness is that they were gaming.
那这位姊妹就有一点被冒犯，觉得我代表万王之王花时间要来跟你讲这么宝贵的生命意义，结果你是在玩电动玩具啊。
So this sister was just in her heart, she was offended. She said, "I am representing the King of Kings, sharing this very precious gospel, but you say you're busy and you're actually gaming."
结果神就跟她讲说，他之所以会在这一直玩电动玩具，是因为他的生命非常的空虚。
And the word of knowledge came to this sister, and God told her the reason why he's gaming is because his life is really empty.
那他用玩电动玩具一直要提升自己生命的意义。
He's through gaming, he's trying to fill meaning in his life.
因为他觉得活得没意义。
Because he just feels like there's no point in living.
结果这个姊妹就跟他讲说，哦，我知道你玩这个是因为你这样子，所以你会玩这个，但是其实你玩这个呢，其实你并不会满足的，有一位神他要住在你的里面，要成为你的满足 和快乐。
So with this word of knowledge, the sister began to engage this young man and just began to share with him that, oh, I know why you're gaming, because you feel empty on the inside, because you want to be satisfied. But I want to share with you, there's a God who can come in and fill you, and you can be satisfied.
然后他就说，你要不要这一位神住到你里面？
And she just asked, would you like to invite this God to come dwell inside of you?
就忽然间他就转头对他说，好，我要这位神来住到我里面。
And all of a sudden he stopped gaming, he turned around and says, yes, I want this God to be living inside of me.
他就带他做了决志祷告。
So the sister just led this young man through a salvation prayer right there and then.
然后另外一位他也是他的神就跟他讲说神就给他给这个带到这个姊妹智慧的言语，他就借着这个跟他讲。
And God released word of knowledge to this intercessor, the sister who's an intercessor, and she began to engage.
结果他也愿意接受了主。
And the second son is willing to receive Jesus also.
因为他会觉得，哇，这位神真的好神啊，怎么都知道我在想什么。
Because these young people are just so amazed that how can this God know what's going on inside of me?
好，然后呢，后来他们就下了楼以后呢，这个他就这个姊妹就跟这位妈妈说，你们家有没有人背痛？因为我刚刚要进门之前我背痛，你们家有没有人背痛需要得医治？
So, as they walk down the stairs, the sister asked this mom, says, do you have anybody whose, back is aching or hurting? Because right before I knock on the door, my back was hurting, so I'm just asking you that.
他就把他先生带出来说，哟，我先生就是背痛。
So this mom went and grabbed her husband or the father and just say, yes, my husband suffers from back pain.
那他的两个孩子都已经二十几岁了。
So his, her two sons is already in their 20s.
所以这一位先生呢，他就说，你不用为我祷告，我这背痛是从六岁就开始背痛了。
And the husband just said, oh, it's okay, you don't need to pray for me. My back pain started when I was 6 years old.
结果我们的弟兄就跟他讲说，没问题，在神凡事都能，我为你祷告。
And our brother just said, no problem, my God is a mighty God, in him all things are possible, let's pray.
就我们弟兄一按手为他祷告。
Then our brother lay hand and pray.
这个爸爸就说，背好热好热，他说这是什么啊。
So they were laying hands on the father, and then all of a sudden this father says, oh, my back is so hot. What is this?
他说感受到能力。
Felt power.
他就跟他讲说，这是神在触摸你。
And they explained, that's God touching your back.
所以他就开始得医治了。
And he began to feel the healing.
好，然后呢，这个妈妈呢，这个妈妈她就摸了她的这个举起来的手是冷的，可是按在她背上的手是热的，她就知道这个真的是从神来的。
So this mom wanted to test it out, so she grabbed the hand that was uplifted and it's cold, but when she touched the back, it's hot, so she knew this was a miracle.
然后这个妈妈就说，那你也为我的这个肩膀啊，我的背部祷告。
So this mom says, okay, please pray for my back and pray for my shoulders.
可是他们领受到神来的智慧的言语，他就跟他讲说，哦，你的腿不舒服，其实是因为糖尿病的原因。
But God gave word of knowledge to them, and they said to her, actually your leg is not feeling well, the reason is because you're diabetic.
这个妈妈也吓一跳，她真的就是有糖尿病。
And this mom is so shocked because she is diabetic.
她腿的这个问题确实是因为糖尿病。
And because the problem with her leg is really because of diabetes.
然后他们就又为她祷告。
And then they begin to pray for the mom.
她又感受到医治。
And the mom sensed healing pouring in.
所以他们就好兴奋，说这位神太奇妙了。
So they're so excited that this God is so amazing.
那他们两位就感受到他们家有偶像的灵在那个地方。
So they sense that there's a spirit oppression of idols.
他就说，你们家，你是不是要真的要？信奉这一位又真又活的真神。
So they challenge this family, are you serious about following this living God?
他是独一的真神。
He's the only God.
他是忌邪厌恶有其他的偶像的。
He's a jealous God. He will not tolerate other gods.
那如果你们要认识这一位，真的敬拜这一位真神，那你们要把那一些偶像都拿到这里来，你们要除掉这一些。
So they say, if you truly want to follow this living God, this only God, then take all your idols, bring them right here. We got to take care of that right now.
就他们就商量。
And then the family began to discuss among themselves.
他们说要。我们要信奉这一位，依靠这一位独一的真神，敬拜这一位独一的真神。
And as a family, they come to consensus. Yes, we want to follow this true and living God only.
然后他儿子马上进去搬了三个偶像都出来，摆在客厅。
And the son just went into the room and brought forth idols.
然后说，请你们拿去，把它除灭。
Could you take these idols and destroy them?
这一家。一家五口，他们都得了医治。另外一个是忧郁症，另外一个是忧郁症，也得了医治。所以一家五口，神的救恩就临到他们的身上。
This family, all five of them, there's a third son who has depression who received healing. Salvation broke into that family right there.
是一个印度的家庭。
It's an Indian family.
是自动的把偶像抬出来，说我们要单单的敬拜这一位真神。
They take hold of their idols and they left it right there and they say we only want to serve the one true living God.
这福音本是神。
Because the salvation is power of God.
重点就是神的百姓不以福音为耻。
The key is that we are that God's people is not to be ashamed of the gospel.
而且留意的跟随神。
And carefully following after Him.
你一直的跟随神，神会做很大的事情。
If you carefully follow Him, He will do mighty works.
我在今年的八月，我就是感受到美国的危险。
This past August, I really sense just a heaviness.
去年的八月，我们现在是2016年的，去年的八月，2015年的八月，我就是感受到许多的先知一直在发预言，说神要审判美国。
So this past August, I just really sensed the heaviness, how much danger America is in, because God's prophets has been saying judgment, judgment, judgment.
好像那个讲的话就是已经没有转回的余地了。
Just to such a degree that it felt like that there's no turning back.
因为美国确实多年来做了许多伤害天父的心的事情。
Because it's true, America has done some traversities that really hurt Father God's heart.
自高自满，任意妄为，心中没有神。
So proud, do whatever she wanted, and there's no God in her eyes.
那我就觉得我们能够做的就是我们众教会一定要合一起来，首先就是众牧者要合一起来，然后来寻求神，神啊，我们怎么样能够安慰你的心，可以释放你对于这个美国的，能不能就说我们要合一成为一个家，这个众牧者成为一个家，家人，然后我们一起来到神的面前来寻求神的面。
And I just feel like, what could we respond but to come together, just pastors and churches come united together as one family, and as one family united, we come and seek God's heart and finding out how can we satisfy God's hurting heart, what can we do to respond? So to me, the only thing was to gather the pastors, the churches, and come together as one to cry out to Him.
但是好像没有人 要做什么，我也不知 要做什么。
But I looked around, just didn't seem like anybody else has that kind of prompting, and I didn't know what to do.
就有一天早上醒来，快要醒来的时候，里面就一个感动，说把九月我们在这里 Bay Area 牧者的这个聚集呢，本来是一堂的聚集，把它变成两天的聚集。
So I woke up and all of a sudden I got this prompting that in September, this past September, instead of having just our regular gathering of the pastors in the Bay Area, turned that into two-day gathering.
我只知道就是说我们聚在一起就是彼此相爱，来更有更深的连结，成为一个家人的关系，但是然后一起来为美国祷告。
All I received at that time, just that all of us get together and just build and connect and cultivating relationship as family and then responding prayer. That's it.
然后就我们就寄出邀请函。
And we begin to send out the invitations.
那在九月有一天早上要醒来之前，就里面有一个意念说去邀请一位原住民牧师。
One morning this past September, first thing I woke up, all of a sudden, this thought was planted in me, go and invite a First Nations pastor.
那我只认识温哥华的这个有一位牧师，他去过原住民教会，所以我就把这个邀请函寄给他，说能不能你帮我邀请一位原住民牧师来。
So out of all my resources, I just know that there's one pastor in Vancouver who has been to a reservation. So I emailed the invitation to this pastor, asking this pastor to help us to invite.
那他就给我回，后来他就帮我邀请，但后来他回信说，那个牧师呢，去了以色列，所以没办法去。
So the response back was just that, oh, I did invite, but this First Nations pastor is actually in Israel, so there's no way that she can come.
那我在这边也找了美国的牧师问有没有认识，那个原住民的牧师也都没有回音。
So I also try my connections right here locally, see if anybody knows of any First Nation pastors, but there was no response.
一直要到我们要聚那一天下午就要开始聚集的时候，早上11点钟，我们几位同工在一起要一起祷告的之前。
On the day of the gathering, that morning around 11 o'clock, when all the co-workers are gathering to pray.
那我不知道为什么我就忽然间讲这句话说，哇，下午两点就要开始了，可是神托付我要邀请一位原住民牧师来，我都没有办到，我 我从来没有过，好像神要我办一件事，我却没有做到，我真的很难过。
So at that moment, I just a sense of loss and sadness because I felt like, well, right now it's 11 o'clock, 2 o'clock, the gathering's going to come. There's only one thing God entrusted me with, and that is to find the First Nations pastor, and I was unable.
而且我有一个困惑，神从来没有过要我去做一件事，可是是我能力就做不到的。
And also have I was so confused because God has never asked me to do something in my ability and I was unable to accomplish it.
那我正这样讲的时候，敏文牧师正在看智慧型手机，他就说，哎，有了，有了。
When I was just sharing about this, Pastor Rebecca was looking at her smartphone and she said, wait, hold on, we got it.
那个原住民那个牧师呢，他刚从以色列回来，他刚下飞机，他说我们还需要他吗？需要他可以来。
So she was looking at this message and said, wait, she just got down the plane from Israel and she is asking if we still want her. She can come.
我说哦，好啊好啊，就请他来。结果原来他是北美的大酋长。
So we say, yes, let's let her come. And when she arrived, she's actually the grand chief over North America.
那在那两天的聚集，神从第一堂的聚会就赐下很深的悔改的灵。
In those two gatherings, even from the very first session, God just sent out a spirit of repentance.
就是我们这些华人来到美国，我们就像个我们取这块地的好处，但是我们没有真实把心跟这一块地一个真实的结婚，没有 marry to 这一块地，就是没有嫁给这一块地。
So the content of the repentance was there's a revelation as an immigrant culture, specifically as a Chinese immigrant culture. We came to this land, to America, to rape her of her benefits, but we have no heart to commit and lay our lives down for this land, to truly be committed to the land or to marry to the land.
结果我们就为这个悔改。
And we began to repent on that behalf.
那我那一天跪在马哈念厅最前面，在那跪在那悔改的时候，我就忽然间感受到，原来整个美国那么多移民都没有真的爱这一块地，嫁给这一块地，以至于这一块地没有人爱他，以至于遭到越来越贫穷，越来越多的各样的不容易。
So I was kneeling right at the front in Mahanaim, and I was kneeling and travailing. God revealed to me, I sensed it, that this land, this America, is full of immigrants. It's an immigrant nation, but none of the immigrant generations loved this land, wanted to commit to this land, lay their lives down for this land. And this land was very unloved and uncommitted. And I began to feel very sad for this land.
而且我感受到天父其实在等我们悔改。
And I really sense that Father God was waiting for us to repent.
并不是审判已定。
It's not the judgment is set.
我们还有悔改的机会来安慰天父的心。
We still have this opportunity to repent and to comfort Father God's heart.
那一次我们这样子的悔改，以至于我们就更明白为什么华人的下一代 ABC 很多都像没有根一样，因为父母没有嫁给这块地，所以孩子们都不知道他是谁，他不知道他属于哪里，所以他们像没有根的浮萍一样。
So out of this revelation, this repentance, we begin to realize why is it that our next generation, the American-born Chinese, they just often feel like we are not rooted in this place because the older generation is not committed to this country, to this land. So there's identity confusion. Who am I? So because of it, there's great confusion and it feels like that families, immigrant families are not taking root in this place.
那我们那一次这样的悔改使我们 嫁给这一块地，以至于我们为这个地的祷告才有权柄。
So because through repentance on that session, we made a commitment to this land, or we are married to this land. So because of that, we can stand on behalf and pray for this land and cause our prayers to be powerful and be heard.
然后因为原住民的这个酋长来了，我们才知道原来这些地都是我们从他们的手中抢夺过来的。
And because of the grand chief and through revelation, we realize this land that we stay on actually it's not ours, but it's been forcefully taken from them because the land originally belongs to them.
那后来呢？我就去参加十月初去参加 Vacaville 原住民的特会。
And later on, last September, I went to Vacaville to a First Nations gathering.
在第一个晚上聚会结束的时候，有一位这个为美国政府代祷的这个代祷者领袖就来坐在我的旁边。
At the end of the first night of the gathering, there was an intercessor on behalf of America. She came and she sat right next to me.
然后他就讲到，他说这个。加州神跟他讲说，加州的干旱呢，就像大卫期间这个他们的饥荒一样。同样的道理，那个饥荒是因为大卫他们，这个扫罗他们这个毁约，而加州的干旱也是跟这个政府对原住民的毁约是同样的道理。
So she was sharing with me this revelation that God has shown her the drought of California. The reason is broken of covenant. Just like in the days of David, there was a drought over the land. And God has spoken to David the reason for the drought because of a broken covenant in Saul's generation.
然后他就讲到，他说，你们 Fremont 城市就是因为 John Fremont 而取名的。
And she told me that the city of Fremont is named Fremont because it's named after the explorer John C. Fremont.
而 John Fremont 在当时是这个杀了很多的印第安的原住民。
And historically, John Fremont has destroyed, massacred many of the native people here.
那他就讲到，他就讲的时候，我就觉得，哦。原来我们在这个 Fremont 神把我们摆在这个地方，我们应该来处理这件事情。
When she was sharing, all of a sudden I realized that God has placed us in the city of Fremont is to take care of this thing.
那结果呢？我就邀了这个原住民牧师大酋长他们来，在12月7号、8号，我们就有第二次的 gathering。
So, to follow up, I invited, Grand Chief and many other First Nations pastors to come here December 7th and 8th. We want to take care of this event.
那我会这样做是因为这个五月的时候国瑞张伟牧师去 IHOP 的最 senior 的 prophetic team 对他们发预言，第一句是对我们教会发的预言。
The reason why I pursue this course of action is because I remember way back in May when Pastor David and Wei went to IHOP and the most senior IHOP prophetic team began to prophesy over them. The first sentences were actually over our church.
他说，这个加州的干旱哦，其实你们教会是可以解决这个问题的，但是你们要找出 root problem。这个 root issue 其实是很 simple 的，是很简单的。
And the word over them was just that the problem of drought in California, actually God has released your church to take care of it. But you guys need to seek the root problem. The root problem is actually very simple.
所以那一位代祷者跟我讲的时候，我就忽然间想到，哦，原来 root problem 就是这个。毁约这件事情。
So when this intercessor was telling me about you know about the drought in California, I realized, oh, the root problem is the breaking of the covenant.
所以我们七号、八号，十二月七号、八号举行了这个 聚集哈，这个聚集神做极大的工作。
So on December 7th and 8th, we had a gathering. God did mighty works.
有一位美国人的代祷者，他是被任命为全美国祷告的代祷团队的领袖。
So there's one intercessor, American-born intercessor. She's actually a very high-level intercessor. She's called to intercede for the whole of America.
她说，我几十年参加那么多的聚会，偶尔有些聚会会有一堂天开了，我从来没有过参加这样两天的聚会，持续的天开。
She was sharing that I have been praying, interceding for America for many, many years, but I have never experienced sustained open heaven throughout all the sessions. In my past experience, maybe just one session or another session, but not sustained open heaven like it was right here.
那两天我没有办法细节讲，神真的做很深很深的工作。
Those 2 days in December, I can't tell you in detail, but I just have to say this. God did a deep, deep work.
其实那原住民大酋长他说要解决这个流无辜人的血要好几个步骤，我们这次只做第一个步骤。
The grand chief has told me that, you know, to take care of the issue of the shedding of innocent blood, there's many, many steps. What we did was the first step.
所以亲爱的家人，我只是要跟大家分享，你在2016年，第一个，你要留意去跟随神，你要我做什么？你要常常问神，天父，你在想什么？你要我为你做什么？
So in 2016, dear family, I just want to exhort you, just follow after God closely. Just kept on asking him, Father, what is it that you desire me to do? What is it that you're thinking?
还有你要留意周遭已经在发生什么事。
And you want to be aware what is God already doing all around you.
我跟你讲，复兴真的那个脚步越来越快了。
I have to tell you, revival is picking up its speed. It's coming.
就在前几天，两个印度的研究生，他们就进来说，有一位就说我哥哥的肝发炎，我想来这里找平安，我想认识这位神。
Just a few days ago, there were two graduate students of Indian descent. They just came over and they say, you know, my brother's liver, there's an infection, and I'm looking for peace in this place.
那国瑞就跟他传福音，就带他们两位决志信主。
And Pastor David just shared the gospel and led them to Christ right there and then.
这些日子你会发现你一传福音，我们就在青年学校有个姊妹，她的父亲来，她父亲几十年都不信，只是来看她女儿，陪她女儿来参加个几堂，就决志信主了。
You'll realize that more and more, just gospel is breaking in. Just there's a young person among the training school. The parent for the longest time did not want to receive the Lord, but the parent came and just sat in several sessions and decided to receive Jesus.
不但很容易信主，而且我们当中有人才在参加基要真理班。在参加基要真理班之前，在谈说，弟兄，他就说，哎呀，我要考驾照，哎呀，我除了戴老花眼镜还看不见，还需要再用放大镜看。
There's another testimony. There's a brother that was at the foundation class. You know, he was just sharing that, oh my goodness, I need to go take my driver's license test, but I can't even see the words. I need a magnifying glass to see clearly.
那我们同工就觉得产生一个怜悯的心，觉得哎，这样好可怜哦，你怎么考试啊？
And the coworker that was serving him just had began to have a compassion, just said, oh,He can't take the test like that.
就这样一个怜悯心为他祷告。
And out of compassion, lay hand and prayed.
他就说， 我老花眼镜得老花眼得医治了，我现在都看得见了。
And he said, my astigmatism got healed. I can see everything.
我连智慧型手机的那个小字都看得见了。
I can read off my smartphone.
神迹奇事非常多。
Signs and wonders abound.
你有没有发现神在跟我们讲什么？
Have you discovered what is God trying to say to us?
哈，神在说，我的王子，我的王女，我在你们身上的心意是极大的。
God is saying, my son, my daughter, my heart for you, my will for you is great.
我们今天在聚会之前，我们的代祷者他说，神一直持续的把这个意象显给他。
So right before our Sunday service, one of our intercessors said, God is downloading a vision.
就说我们这里充满了天使，都拿着钥匙要来给我们。
That she or this person saw in among us is full of angels, and the angels are holding keys to release to us.
就是你只他先发给领袖。
The keys were first given to the leaders.
然后领袖再发给他下面的弟兄姊妹。
And the leaders took the keys and began to give it to those whom they have charge over.
只要这个人说我要。
If the person says yes.
他就开始他说那个地哦地都是不是门哦是那个栅栏。他这个钥匙好简单只要一打开这一块地就是他的。
So the intercessor saw that the ground, they're not doors, but maybe they're gates. And then as soon as you stick the key in and turn, then this land is opened up.
那然后呢这块地他在这里经营建造。
And begin to build and cultivate the land.
他只要再往旁边再去开他就开始他的地一直扩展。
Took the key and just began to open the land right next to that piece, and the land just expands and expands.
好，我最后就是送给大家以赛亚书五十四章。
Lastly, I'd like to give you as a gift Isaiah 54.
好，五十四章的第二节、第三节。
Isaiah 54:2-3.
好。
大你居所的幔子。不要限制，要放长你的绳子，坚固你的橛子，因为你要向左向右开展，你的后裔必得多国为业，又使荒凉的城邑有人居住。
好，谢谢。2016年，神就是说要扩张你的帐幕之地。
So 2016, God is saying, expand your tents.
张大你居所的幔子。
Extend the cords.
就是说你不要习惯 住在这个地方觉得这样已经很好。
Don't get used to, yeah, I like this, this is convenient, this is good enough.
神说你要扩张。
God said expand.
你的绳子一直拉长。
Extend the tent cords.
你拉到多长把它钉下去那个橛子。
However long you stretch it, then stake it to the ground.
这个地我都要赐给你。
This land, I'm going to release it to you.
也就是说像我们的一些你一个就是说神说今天我要打开你的头脑。
So God is saying today I'm going to break you out of your box of your thoughts.
我要把一我的血一包的血放进你的脑部。
I want to give you my blood, my precious blood and put it inside your head.
这个血液会一直流到你全身的细胞、组织、器官。
And this blood will begin to flow through your body, every cellular, every organ structure.
然后你的眼光就会开始明亮起来，会看见你所没看见的。
And then your eyes will become bright, your perspective will shift, and you begin to see revelations that you have never seen before.
你会开始有一个新的价值观。
You'll begin to have a new perspective.
你会开始有一个新的做事的方法。
You'll begin to move in new realms.
然后有一些人，然后这个血液，神的生命在你的里面，会使你整个人软弱、虚弱的都会刚强起来。
and the blood of Jesus will be coursing through your body. So in all the areas you're weak, you're going to be made strong.
我们当中会有一些人就会开始出去。
Some of us will begin to move out.
像腓力一样会开始出去。
Send out just like Philip.
不只像腓力，像当时的门徒们都出去了。
Just like the disciples at the time, not just like Philip, everybody just sent out.
你在这里过去多年所受的装备，是为了要出去去得地为业。
All the equipping that you received in this house is for the purpose of launching you to go and take the land.
而你没有出去的人
Those of you who are here and not sent out
你要留意现在神的家现在正在做什么
You have to be very aware what is happening in the house of the Lord What is God doing
你就起来回应我愿意成为帮手
Then you begin to rise up and respond Yes, I will enable and I will help in that area
就好像这些属灵父母
Just like these spiritual parents.
他就开始回应，我愿意来做属灵父母。
They responded, yes, I'm willing to be spiritual parents.
陪伴他们，爱他们，为他们祷告。
To walk with them, to pray for them, to love on them.
这每一个这个都是一个踏出去。
Every one of this decision is stepping out.
是一个献上。
It's an offering and a laying down.
因为在假日期间放下我的家人，跟家人在一起。
Because it's during time of vacation to lay down my vacation, my expectation of spending time with my family.
而来跟我所不认识的这些青年人在一起。
And to spend time with, those whom I don't really know this generation.
但是当他这样一踏出去以后，他发现神把那个爱放在他里面，真的好爱这些青年人。
But when they step out, they discover that God does release that supernatural love, and they begin to fall in love with this group of young people.
然后跟他们在一起变得好喜乐。
And become such a joy to hang around them.
好兴奋，流很多眼泪，也笑得很开心。
Just so exciting, cried a lot and laughed a lot.
很舍不得他们离开。
And just didn't want them to leave.
我们这里的青年人来参加的也是他们自己更深的得医治，而且也自己更大的被建造，然后跟他们整个好连在一起。
Even the young people from this house, from this church, they just receive deeper healing, more freedom, and just connecting with people all over, and there's a deeper relationship built.
而你知道吗？这些青年人以后。就会变成他们来带领了。
Do you know that this generation, it'll be a time when they will be leaders?
所以就是要扩张你的帐幕之地。
So, bottom line, extend your tent.
留意每一次在台上报告，教会现在要做什么。
Be attentive, very carefully listening, what is it that church is doing?
你知道，我只是一步一步的顺服神。
You gotta know that I obey God step by step.
我们将会有第三次的聚集。原住民大酋长说他会带250个原住民来到我们当中。
We're about to have a third gathering. The First Nation Grand Chief says that she's going to bring 250 First Nations believers to come here.
而这样的聚集会要解决当时美国杀害原住民先知的这个罪。
And the purpose of the gathering is to take care of the issue that the American government killed the prophets of the First Nations people.
而神跟这个大酋长的牧师说，如果美国杀害原住民先知的这件事没有解决，美国是没办法复兴的。
And God has spoken to the Grand Chief with this revelation that unless this issue get taken care of, then there's no way that a revival can break forth out of America.
所以神把这个恩典临到我们的身上，验证我们来 host, 来接待这样的聚会，来合办这样的聚会。
So God has given us this favor in this house to host this gathering so that we can come and just bring this about.
还有一些未了之言，等下次再说。
I have a lot to share, but I'll save it till next time.
我主要就是说，2016年 亲爱的家人，神要给你钥匙，你要不要？
So 2016, dear family, God is going to release keys to you. Do you want it?
神说你愿不愿意让我把你的头脑打开，让我把我的生命的血进到你的里面，开启你很多的眼光。
God is saying that, or would you allow me to open up the limitations of your mind and give you my blood, my DNA, my life, so that you begin to see things through my perspective?
让你知道我正要做什么。
Let you know what is it that I am doing now.
你愿不愿意在其中有份？
Do you want to have a part in it?
你愿不愿意？
Are you willing?
你愿不愿意被神打开你的头脑？
Are you willing to let God open up your mindset?
当你被打开，你从此就不会再说，哦，这不可能，哦，这太难，哦，这是不可能的事，你就不会再说这样的话。
When you allow God to operate on your mind, then you will no longer say, this is impossible. Are you kidding me? I don't think so.
你就会说，主啊，可以的，在你真的凡事都能。
You will say, yes, Lord, in you all things are possible.
谢谢你验中我。
Thank you that you've chosen me.
谢谢你让我在其中有份。
Thank you that you've given favor over me so I can be part of this.
我希望我们这里每一个人，你把握你在这里每一次被建造的机会。
So I just encourage you, take hold of every opportunity when you gather, when we gather and be built up.
但不要停在这里，目的是要出去。
But don't stop right here. The goal is to be sent.
我们不要像使徒行传第八章等到逼迫来了才出去。
Don't wait like Acts chapter 8. We sit around until persecution happens then step out.
我们跟主说，主啊，这个礼拜六我们就要出去了。
We say to the Lord, yes, it's Saturday, I'm going.
我们这个礼拜六就要去为你寻找珍宝。
This Saturday we're going to go treasure hunting.
愿不愿意？
Are you willing?
愿不愿意？
Do you want to?
我特别要鼓励我们的英文部 的亲爱的家人，这个英文部太重要了。
I just want to speak over our English ministry, my family there. You guys are so important.
所有这周遭的邻居，他们都是讲英文，大多数。
Our neighbors around us, most of them are English speakers.
你们是要站在最前线。
You guys are going to be at the forefront.
我们全部跟着你们。
We'll follow you.
但是我们所有中文部的也都要开始好好学讲英文。
And all of the Chinese congregation, I challenge you, start learning.Speak English better.
好，让这个家可以真实成为一个 international family center.
So this family right here can truly be international family center.
这是戴勉安牧师在这边的时候，神跟他讲的，说你们会成为 international family center.
Pastor David Damien has prophesied to us that you guys are going to be International Family Center.
许多国家的领袖会来，包括以色列，这个以色列阿拉伯的领袖都会来到这里。
Many leaders among the nations will be right here, including Israel and Arabic. They're all going to be gathered here.
很多人会要来这，他们等着我们。
Many people will be gathering right here. They're waiting for us to step up.
等着我们预备好。
That we be prepared.
我们开始愿意起来，走出我的有限。
That we be mobilized and walk out of our box and limitations.
你只要多踏出一步而已。
You just take one little step.
你就会开始经历到，哇，这么奇妙。
You'll begin to experience, wow, it's so amazing.
这么喜乐。
Such joy.
好不好？在这一年里面，你跟神说，神，我绝对不要再停留在我原来的生活。
Why don't you respond to the Lord and say, God, I will no longer live in my comfort, live in my what I am used to.
好，我们起立。 这一年是扩张的一年。
This is a year of expansion.
这一年是得地为业的一年。
This is the year to inherit the land.
天使在这里要把钥匙交给你们。
Angels is right here wanting to release keys to you.
你说神啊，打开我的头脑。
You say, God, yes, open up my mind.
我这个有限的头脑，让你来灌注你生命爱的大能。
My limited thinking, my limited mind, fill, full of life.
你愿意的可以出来。
If you're willing to respond, come.
还有你要来接受这个钥匙的，你可以出来。
If you want to receive the key, come.
神啊，我真的要扩张我的帐幕。
God, I'm responding. I want to expand my tent.
我绝对不要再停留在我原来的样式。
I don't want to be who I was in my own limitations.
我绝对不愿意再停留在我原来的生活形态。
I don't want to live the comfortable life that I'm so used to.
我要多踏出一步。
I want to step out one more step.
这个礼拜六早上九点在这边集合。
This Saturday, 9 o'clock, meeting
right here. 你要开始经历跟神同工，去到 shopping mall, 去得着神心所在乎的，要赢得他们的这些人的喜乐。
We're going to be partnering with God, going to the malls, into the neighborhood to win people for the Lord, to His delight.
好. Spirit break out, 城墙倒塌，
天堂
break out, 天堂降下 ，Spirit break out，Spirit break out. 你
现在就要有一个踏出去，不要再站在你的原位，踏出去，即使到走道都好，踏出去。
Just challenge you, don't stay in the same place where you're at right now, even physically. Step out. Even if it's one step, step out.
阿爸父，诸天呼喊你圣名，大声唱。让赞美充满这地，你听见吗？天堂正在怒倾全地，
Come on.
天堂正在怒倾全地。
阿爸父，
阿爸父，诸天呼喊你圣名，大声唱。
神啊，我身上所有的城墙要倒塌。
All the walls gonna fall, gonna fall.
所有不幸的城墙要倒塌。
All the walls of disbelief fall.
所有不可能的城墙要倒塌。
All these walls crash down.
神啊，在你凡事都能。
God, in you all things are possible.
在信的人凡事都能。
In those who believe, all things.
Are possible.
So step out, don't stay where you were at.
神啊，我要踏出去。
God, I want to step out.
神啊，我要扩张我的帐幕。
God, I will extend my tent.
我张大我居所的幔子。
I want to open wide my tent.
我把自己献给你。
I offer myself up to you.
更大的来充满我。
Would you come and fill me?
带领我。
Lead me.
带领我。
Guide me.
去做你要我做的事。
Do what you have set out for me to do.
我的爸爸爸爸爸爸爸爸爸。我的老公老娘老娘老娘。哦，爸爸爸爸爸爸爸爸。
Lord, I want to be like Philip, just all. offer myself up to you.
愿你的灵引导我。
Would your spirit guide me?
让我可以成为一个家欢喜的。
So that I become one that causes joy to break out.
是一个教室欢喜的人。
Should cause joy to break out.
是一个学校欢喜的人。
Cause the school to break out in joy because of me.
成为一个使教会整个教会欢喜的人。
That I can cause someone to break out in joy, cause the church to break out in joy.
神啊，来张大我居所的幔子。
Lord, come and extend my tent. 居所的幔子。嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟。Holy Spirit, more.
把钥匙交在我每一个人的手上。
Release your keys to us. Lord, I just offer myself to you. May this anointing, the Jubilee year anointing, come and just double portion. Let me become someone who blesses all.
生命成为许多人的祝福。
Let my life be a blessing to many.
Oh,
己献上，我愿意踏出去，我将自己献上，我愿意踏出去，我将自己献上，我愿意踏出去，我将自己献上，我愿意踏出去，我将自己献上，我愿意踏出去，我将自己献上，我愿意踏出去，我将自己献上，我愿意踏出去，我将自己献上，我愿意踏出去，我将自己献上，我